Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, while we were enjoying last Monday's bank holiday, stock markets across the world were plunging. The dives began on Friday as weak economic stats involving US jobless figures spooked the market. Fears of a US recession can also cause worries for the Irish economy, as we are so dependent on US multinationals. So how real are these fears, and is the Irish economy strong enough to withstand a US slowdown? Now, I note that the markets have recovered significantly, and we're told today in the Irish Times that the global shares reversed shock losses from start of the week. But I want to analyse this in more detail, and still I'm delighted to welcome Kathleen Gallagher from the Business Post here to explain it all. How are you, Kathleen?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I was glad to see a bit of a rebound, in the last couple of days on global shares. But really, I suppose last bank holiday, it kind of took a lot of people by surprise, Kathleen.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, towards the end of last week, so on Friday, the markets did start to dip a little bit. And then by Monday morning, those fears that you were kind of talking about of a US recession really took hold, and the markets plunged quite dramatically. And speaking to kind of the traders and the analysts on the floor, they were taken aback by how much they had dropped on the day.
What about the job figures that were reported? And not only were there less people employed, but there was less recruitment happening in the US. And again, it seemed to spook markets.
Yeah, exactly. So kind of what happened last week is we had a series of figures come out. So it showed an increase in jobless claims, so people who are unemployed claiming benefit. And then it had some U.S. manufacturing figures falling. And then that was followed by U.S. hiring slowing more than forecast. And the kind of combination of all that, along with the fact that the Federal Reserve, their central bank, decided not to cut rates at the latest meeting, meant people were concerned that the U.S. economy was slowing and interest rates had remained high. So it was really going to impact growth going ahead.
And have the Fed changed their stance now on an interest rate cut, or is there more clarity around that than there was last week?
Yeah, so last week when the Fed met, they said it was too soon, but they did give strong indications that the next meeting, which is in September, looked like it would be a good time to cut rates. We've got some inflation figures coming out of the U.S. next week, which would kind of give us a better indication that they're approaching their 2% goal. But they do have a dual mandate to also keep job growth. So at the moment, the market is pricing in that they will cut in September.
If we look at then how this connects with us here in Ireland, Kathleen, what do we need to be concerned about? We obviously have a lot of American foreign direct investment here. I was looking at some of the numbers employed. It's like almost 200,000 plus people employed by American companies here, with another 167 indirectly. So if these American companies are impacted by this recession in their home economy, it could have implications here.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, the Irish economy is quite closely tied to the US economy because of what you said. And you kind of see a little bit already in terms of if those companies are having a poor time themselves, that Ireland is impacted. We've had some announcements of jobs cuts happening at Intel. So the tech sector is obviously very important here. But that being said, when you talk to economists and things like that, they do highlight that if a recession were to hit in the US, normally they hit in different sectors, so retail and construction, which we're less exposed to. So a US recession in itself, not a massive concern, but if it starts to spread wider to the market and then to the globe, because a US consumer obviously has a very big global impact, then it starts to look quite worrying for the Irish economy.
Yeah, and as you say, we're not dependent on US retail per se or construction, But I suppose one of the things is if there was an American company, and as we say, there's 1,000 US companies who have offices here, if they were having problems in their own home market, they might be less inclined to invest in places like Ireland. Is that not the worry, that they would stop hiring or stop investing and we would be impacted in that way?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if they have to pull back on kind of their investment and their plans, then we will see a hit. You know, there's some big pharmaceutical companies. The way they grow is they invest in new products, and that's how they keep people on the ground. If they can't do that, then, you know, we start to be hit. So the banks here, AIB and Bank of Ireland, in their reports, they analyze the kind of situations that could impact our economy. And they have some quite stark warnings that, you know, if the US falls and that impact starts to impact the rest of the globe, the Irish economy can suffer quite a lot.
And some of the economists are kind of offering different predictions on what may happen, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a wide variety of views. You know, some have forecast numbers. So if we look at AIB's economists, they say if there's a global credit crunch, so if we say the worst case scenario, then Irish unemployment could go as high as 11.9%. Now, they put a quite low likelihood on that at the moment at just 5%. But then you've got other predictions from Bank of Ireland where they put a likelihood at 20% that we're still hitting some levels of unemployment. And then you have other economists who are more optimistic. They think that, you know, the companies that are employing people here are quite resilient. And Ireland isn't hugely dependent on America for trade. And all of that will help the country continue to grow, despite the fact that America might be struggling.
Yeah, I see that JP Morgan raised estimation by 35% year end. And as you said, the Irish banks there between 5 and 10%. So where do we go next, Kathleen, in terms of do you think the worst is over? Like, looking at that bounce back today, there doesn't seem to be the concern that there was on Bank Holiday Monday of the US catching a cold and us catching a pandemic per se.
Yeah. I think, you know, the market is a lot more kind of measured now in its response, but it is very jumpy. So, you know, if we look at what's called the VIX, which is the volatility index, so how much the US market goes up and down, it was very low at just 12 points for most of the year. It jumped up to 55 points on Monday. It's back down. It's at about 20 points today. But that's still quite high. And economists will tell you if it hits 30, that means there's something to worry about. So it's on the cusp. And I think, you know, all the data that's going to be coming out in the next few months is going to be really important. There's obviously a US presidential election, which is heating up, which is going to keep things kind of quite nervous at the moment. And then you have a lot of geopolitical concerns. So I think, you know, there's a lot to be wary of, but it certainly seems that, you know, the concerns that a recession is imminent has faded a bit, and people think that might have been a little bit overdone.
Yeah, and I suppose just finally, then, I was talking to Adrian Wechler a bit earlier on, and we were sort of saying that, you know, a lot of these big tech companies really were overvalued, and this is just, it's a correction. They're still worth way more than they were a year ago, but really they were, the valuations were just crazy, and it's just a right-sizing evaluation.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even before we kind of saw the market downturn last week, there, a lot of investors had been taking some money out of those tech companies and putting it elsewhere into the market, because they did see that the tech companies, they had just kept rising over the past year, maybe even 18 months. And if you looked at some of the biggest ones, their valuations just looked insane. Yeah. So people do think it's kind of a moderation that needed to happen. But obviously, if that moderation goes a little bit too far, then that starts to be a bit of a concern.
All right. Well, look, great to talk to you, Kathleen. That's Kathleen Gallagher there, markets correspondent for the Business Post. Thanks for your analysis.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.